The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, welcome back to Curry and Claypaw Show, our second segment here. And of course, you can hear all of our segments podcasted or go back and watch them here on the Tony Curry Radio page. We're going to be talking about Tiger Woods. You want me? You told me not to open my birthday was on Tuesday.
Yeah. Since you live miles away,
I said you want me to open the gifts you give me.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that, by the way. My kids got me some new.
Those are cool. Those are very athleisure.
15s. Yeah, I just don't wear 15s.
God, they don't even make them any bigger.
It's a gift card. Nicole's, baby. Yeah.
Your old people favorite. Love no, this is your favorite place in the world.
Thank you very much. Well,
go ahead. You probably won't be able to read my writing. Don't worry about the card. Read my writing, but I don't think. Can you read that?
Yeah, yes, I can.
It is a real card.
I'm not going to read it on air.
It's a real card and a real gift card. Because I could have done this all.
Real card.
Yeah, and it's a real, you know, we don't even use these anymore.
Thank you. I
could have done it electronically.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you very much.
This will end up talking about. It's a little self-promotion.
is this Dear Chronicles? You son of a bitch.
Get yours today. Follow us on Facebook, and you can shop. You can shop the Dear Chronicles store.
You know what? I love you did this because I don't like accepting gifts.
I know. But you see that?
That's awesome, dude. You know what?
That's real. I mean, that's my picture from the buck in my house, in my backyard.
That is awesome. Go to Dear. Tell people how to find it again.
Just go to Facebook. You know, we're only on Facebook. It's called Josh's Dear Chronicles. Go to Facebook. We have almost 4,000 followers.
Jeez,
I post daily, sometimes three times a day. And it is a chronicle of me and the deer that live in my backyard.
Yep.
And it's been, I love it. It's been interesting. We have some amazing creatures that live in and around us.
Yeah, you do.
And the thing to me that's been so interesting more than anything else is I have found this community of people who absolutely, they love animals, but they love deer.
Mm-hmm.
They love deer, not to kill deer.
Who doesn't love deer?
I've had like three comments only about, that looks like a tasty treat. Only like three, and then I get rid of them.
Yeah.
I post them every day. You know, my latest challenge, if you follow me on Deer Chronicles.
Does PETA follow you?
No. But if you follow me on Deer Chronicles, the latest thing accomplishment we have, I've been working with trying to get this one deer, one of the doe, to eat out of my hands.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to go out there with them because we had a flea problem that Julie got mad. Yeah. So I have to go between the fence. And it's taken weeks.
Yep.
And every time they would get right to my finger, they'd just back off. I mean, they eat everything around. So finally, I got one to nibble out of my hand. I got scared. because she was eating. And then the way I had the food, like she had my middle finger in her mouth.
Yeah.
And I could feel it like crunching down.
Yeah.
So I got a little scared and I dropped it. And then yesterday we got another one to do. So if you go to Deer Chronicles, you'll see that video. It's epic video. Epic.
You've got things eating out of your hand.
That's right.
That's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're
I want you to go today and get your discounts.
You're a sweetheart. I will. So, listen, I've never been famous.
Yeah, you are, huh?
Well, no, I mean, people know me here. I've been here for a long time.
And in Kentucky and around the world.
But I'm not Tiger Woods famous.
No, you're not.
No.
You're close.
It's funny because, you know, they did this thing on Instagram where they took three individuals who were nobodies. They had no following.
Yeah,
and
they made them
into Instagram influencers or stars, Instagram stars. And two of them hated it.
Yeah.
They were willing to put the work in, make the videos, do whatever it took, and this just goes to show, if you got money, you can become an Instagram star if you'll do it. Put enough money behind somebody, they'll find the search engines or whatever to make you famous. And two of the people are like, I hated it. People knew who I was. People started Instagram. I was getting messages 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth the money. I don't want to be famous. And these are people like, yeah, I want to do this, you know. And then one person kind of took off, and they ended up doing something different. They used their influence to open a business doing something totally unrelated, which is fine.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pretend I know what it's like to be someone that can't walk outside their house and you know, I may get recognized at a Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever just because I've worked there.
People, well, you're also on radio, which makes it it's a little harder. So if you talk, people know who you are.
Yeah, and now being on Fox 6.
Yeah, then everybody knows who you are. Well. Yeah.
But I, you know, we talk about Janice Rogers and Mike Doubley. They're celebrities. Into a restaurant, people want their autographs. They talk to them, and they're really good. So I'm not going to pretend I know what it's like to have people nipping at you and grabbing for you and asking you for things. And certainly not when you're talking about Tiger Woods. But I do know there's some examples. The ones that come off the top of my head are LeBron James and Derek Jeter, who have been bigger than the biggest in their sport, the biggest in their platform, the biggest whatever it is. Derek Jeter did it in New York, which is really difficult, and he's a really good-looking guy.
Yeah,
has dated some incredibly beautiful women. Could date anybody he wanted to, but for the most part, really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They do interviews, they do things, but you don't find dirt on them, and they don't seem to be. They're not in the news. There's no mug shots. They don't have issues. So then we get to Tiger Woods, who, you know, obviously changed the sport of golf as we know it, made the PGEs what it is. I think we'd probably still have $50,000 paydays, you know, without Tiger Woods. Now we're talking millions and millions and millions. And LIV Golf, I think, has a lot to do with Tiger Woods, that he brought notoriety to the sport. Now that's making the PGA better. I love it. They're trying to, instead of playing, you know, George on My Mind for the Masters, you know, they're coming out with Loverboy playing Work for the Weekend. They're trying to rock it up to get that younger golfer to watch the PGA while LIV is superstars.
Yeah.
So, Tiger Woods, what's happened to him has been incredibly well documented.
Right.
Now, he didn't have to cheat and take the 9-iron upside head. He didn't have to get behind the wheel of a car on prescription drugs and alcohol. He didn't have to have... you know, the one car crash that almost killed him and took his leg off, and so now he's still playing golf. But I also understand he's human and he wants to live his life, and sometimes when you're famous, it brings people in your life that perhaps you don't want, and maybe he's vulnerable. It's probably very difficult to get to know. His circle's really, really tight. That being said, there are some people, I think at one point, 15 years ago, I think I could have dated Britney Spears.
You could have, or he could
have? Oh, I could have. I think anyone could have.
No, you couldn't.
No, seriously. I mean, she was walking the streets of Las Vegas by herself. She was down. It was before she got super huge again.
Oh, again.
But she was incredibly accessible. She was returning. She returned a text or a tweet that I tweeted to her. Now, it may have been automated or something coming from one of her people, but I fully expect it's based on the way it was written that it was coming from her. And I'm like, I just tweeted Britney Spears and she responded to me. She just seemed like she was so vulnerable and naive.
Yeah.
And I still think she is to an extent. Until finally you get that person in your life that says, dude, look at you. You're rich and famous. You can't hang out with your boys anymore in the hood.
This is the whole John Morant discussion.
You can't hang out with your drinking friends anymore. You can't. Exactly. John Morant. Exactly. Another. So you would think after everything that Tiger Woods has been through...
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I'm not telling you can't live your life.
No, but he's an example.
And I understand that, you know, Michael Jordan used to talk about it sucked being Michael Jordan because he couldn't go out. Every time he went to a city, he just had to sit in his hotel room for 3 days because he didn't want to deal with it.
Right.
You can only have so many people around you to protect you, and you didn't want to be that guy.
Right.
Sometimes I think, though, when you make yourself incredibly accessible, people leave you alone. But when you're talking about the stardom of, say, a Michael Jordan, maybe that's not even possible.
I mean, I think that is what, I think, again, you know, part of the problem is you and I and everyone out here will never know.
We'll never know.
Right? The only piece I can imagine, or I can try to imagine that I can't relate to it, but I can imagine it, is I can imagine walking out of my door and walking anywhere and having thousands of people, ten to thousands of people, doesn't even matter. Every place I go, I'm constantly being watched and recognized. Mm-hmm. That would draw, I don't know how I could do it.
Yeah, and let's be honest here. Tiger Woods was putting himself out there. When he was nailing strippers and doing sex addiction, it was all out there, man. I mean, it didn't appear like he was trying to hide anything.
Well, that's
then, of course, he goes through his divorce.
Yep.
Again, all the other things we just mentioned, the Lindsey Vonn thing was incredibly public, and for whatever reason, she still says she loves him. I don't know what happened there, but that was a very public acknowledgement and a very public relationship. So this ex-girlfriend, I didn't even know he was dating anybody, Erica Herman, has accused the golf star of tricking her into leaving his Florida mansion under the guise of going on a short vacation. Evidently, he told her, and again, all the court documents, I'm just going to tell you what I've read, that he broke up with her, told her he didn't want to go out with her anymore. They've been going out for like, six years. Never knew. And just this picture right here, she looks like a freak. I mean, she looks like one of these. She does. I mean, she looks like, I mean, I'm sure there's other pictures, but I look at her and I'm like, she's bad news. I shouldn't say that, but I just look at her and I go, that looks like a mess. That just looks like a mess. Anyway, I'm a guy.
You're so judgy.
I just look at her like.
You're so judgy.
Well, if the story was we're getting married or whatever, yeah. I'd still say she looks
How
like
old
she's
is
a
kiss
mess.
Now?
I have no clue.
Because he's playing golf with his son. This is.
She's 38, by the way. He's 47. So he evidently broke up with her. She didn't take it real well, obviously. And now he tells her, hey, let's go for a little jet set for the weekend. I'll meet you at the airport. He gets the airline ticket. He gets the hotel. She packs her bag. She goes to the airport. Ain't nobody there. And then when she goes back to the house, he's locked her out.
He got her an airline ticket? Mm-hmm. That should have been red flag. Because if you're Tiger Woods, you're probably not flying commercial.
And news of the couple split only emerged yesterday when details surrounding their months-long legal battle, which has so far been kept under wraps, surfaced publicly as Herman, 38, sought to toss out a non-disclosure agreement she signed in 2017. So evidently, she signed this NDA, and she's saying that they had an 11-year agreement.
I've never heard of
it. In the landlord filing, Herman claimed the couple had an oral agreement that ensured she could live at the mansion for a total of 11 years. And she still had 5 years remaining when the golf star called it quits on the relationship. I don't know anybody that would agree to an 11-year relationship. Why? Hell, we can't stay married for 11 years. Yeah. Why would I agree contractually that you can stay in my house for 11 years if we're not dating anymore? It doesn't make sense.
And his legal team, there's no way his legal team would agree to that.
Yeah. Herman alleges that Woods paid for a hotel room, certain expenses for a short period of time, and frightened her away from returning to the property. Those working for Woods subsequently removed her personal belongings and took $40,000 in cash that belonged to her before making scurrilous and defamatory allegations about how she obtained the money.
Wait, I'm not sure took cash? Like it was sitting in the house?
But they're saying that she had some strange ways of how she obtained that money. I don't know. Anyway, so she's saying based on the time left in her 5-year tenancy, Herman argued in court papers that she was entitled to compensation of roughly $30 million. And so...
Who are we slamming? We slamming her? Slamming him? He's got kids. That's my first thing now. He's got kids,
and I don't know how old they are.
His oldest is playing golf with him, so his oldest is not...
Something ain't jiving here, man. First of all, I'm like, you're Tiger flipping Woods. Why? Now, NDAs, I'm all about non-disclosure agreements because if you're Tiger Woods, man, and you're starting to share your most inner thoughts, we've all been through marriages and divorces. It's amazing because you share everything you got in your life and all of a sudden, 10 years later, they're using it against you in a court of law. I get that. So from an NDA standpoint, she learns his secrets, she learns the things he does, maybe his pet peeves, little things, and he doesn't want that written in a book down the road. So he's like, listen, whatever happens in our relationship is not to be discussed outside our relationship.
Sure.
I totally get that. And I'm all about prenup if you're talking about Tiger Woods. For regular marriage, not so much. For someone that's really wealthy, yeah, what you brought in, you get to keep. But I am putting a little onus on Tiger Woods at this point where I'm kind of like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just checked. I know I'm focusing, but on the kids, his kids are 16 and 14.
So these are fun.
Yeah. This is not little babies who can't see, what's going on.
Yeah.
And that is, and his track record, you don't have to call him, you don't have to say he's evil, but he's got a horrible track record of relationship drama, and it's like not just drama, huge significant problems.
Yeah.
We've all talked about when the sex addiction thing came out, every one of us who were psychologists said, look at the way the guy was brought up.
Yeah.
It was sort of Michael Jackson-ish, mm-hmm. you know, child prodigy, everything was closed down.
What happened? His dad died.
Yeah, the whole...
Isn't it crazy how whenever
father
dies...
Yeah, but not even necessarily in a healthy way. They kept the lid on it. Andre Agassi, all of them. And then for him, I mean, they all go different ways, and some go drugs, some go... But he just, I hate the pun, he exploded sexually, relationship-wise. And ever since then, I mean, it's been not 100 of them, but each one has been not so good. Yep. And not just a breakup. You know, it's one thing to say, okay, he's dated a bunch of people.
Yeah.
He had but
to his credit, I didn't even know he was dating this guy.
I didn't.
Good
either.
For you. That's great.
The NDA worked.
I'm glad I didn't know.
Maybe it's in the NDA.
Could have been. I'm glad I knew that he wasn't dating her for 6 years.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden and of course, you know, putting a $30 million price tag on it, she's going to get something out of it. She'll probably get paid 10 to go away. Doesn't mean that she
won't
sue.
Horrible.
It is.
I mean, the whole thing is just horrible.
Where's the honor and the self-respect in being in a relationship where, you know what, things don't always work out? And unless you've been harmed or sexually assaulted or domestically abused,
well,
let it go and move on.
But you don't know. You don't
know. No one knew who Erica Herman was until yesterday.
Right.
And all of a sudden, she's a media darling because everyone's going to want to talk to her.
Of course.
Probably got the Star magazine offering her millions of dollars for her story, and she's realizing, but you know, where is the self-respect to say, you know what, I was in a relationship with a guy.
This is a Tony Curry moment.
Let me tell you something.
Here we go.
Let me tell you something.
Here we go.
Say I was going out with Britney Spears.
Go ahead.
Was going out with Britney Spears.
Yep. You and Britney. Mm-hmm.
She's worth $500 million or whatever, and I'm sitting over here going paycheck to paycheck, right? And we're going off good for 2 or 3 years. We're doing fine, and I've learned every secret about Britney Spears because we've been going out. We love each other, right? We're living together.
Yes.
I'm living in her place down there in Key Largo or whatever, and I'm having a good time. She's posting pictures of herself naked, and I'm laughing. That's great. You keep doing your thing. And then all of a sudden, things don't work out. Maybe in the middle of the night, she says, I'm dating one of my dancers, I don't want to see you anymore. Maybe she totally disses me. Maybe I've done everything for her. I've picked up my life, my kids, and everything else. And she has totally annihilated me.
Yep.
She's like, you know what? I don't like you anymore. Get out. I would like to think, and again, I'm talking from a situation that I've never been in. I would like to think that as a human being, a self-respected human being, knowing that I could turn this breakup around and write my check for the rest of my life, that I would not do that.
No, I agree with you.
But I would say, you know what?
What happened,
it would hurt, it would break my heart, I would be devastated.
Well,
but I'd pick myself up, hopefully she'd be nice enough to say, and you know, hopefully I'd still be working, but maybe she'd give me a little send-off. Hey,
but that's the thing. I mean, neither of us are lawyers, but we always speculate. If you're not married, if you're not sacrificing your earnings to be with them, then what are the grounds for the financial payoff? Do you see what I mean? Like, it'd be one thing if you said, okay, well, I've hung up my career and my ability to earn, and so I put my... We see this in marriages all the time.
Yeah.
Typically, the woman stops working, and because of that, she has given up her ability to earn. And then when there's a divorce, this is why we have alimony and things like that.
Yes.
So that I understand. But if you come in and you're dating and you're not giving up your ability, and maybe this is what she's saying, is what are your grounds for getting their money?
And what do you do? I mean, I don't know what she does for a living.
I don't know. Well, in the contract,
are you keeping the house? Are you watching the kids?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Are you my sex slave? Are you just my girlfriend? I mean, what are you?
Right.
Let's assume she does have a side business, and maybe she stays busy throughout the day, and she's not just laying out by the pool all day long. Again, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. 11-year thing. I don't understand.
That's weird. That's either not the case, or I mean, again, can you imagine his legal team? His legal team was just going to be like, no way you're not signing an 11-year contract.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know there is such a thing as an 11-year...
The funny thing is, they got halfway through it.
Yeah, I know. That's good.
Who in the world, unless you, I mean, if you're going to say 11 years, you might as well just marry your ass.
Yeah.
And be done with it.
This is a mess.
And I'm like, Tiger, what are you doing?
But he's, but we've said that, but that's the thing that we've said.
How many times have we said, Tiger, what are you doing?
Right. Because, okay, here's when we get psychological on you. Everybody's wired differently. And you can make the argument that if Tiger Woods did not have the golf trajectory mm-hmm. that he did, he still might have relationship problems. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's possible. But when you take who he was, the way he was parented, the rise to fame, the restriction on a normal life, which celebrities and athletes have, and you put all that, and during the most vulnerable developmental times, because I mean, he started when he was, you know.
What was he on Carson? He was
yeah, but even yeah, so that, and then you know, he went to college and all stuff. But you take that and you just crush it down, even with the best intentions.
Yeah.
You just crush it down. There comes a point in which people start trying to catch up psychologically.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is, and I'm going to equate something here that's not going to sound right, but if you think about teens and kids who are in college, mm-hmm. They're feeling their hormones, their sexual identities, they're experimenting, they're starting to figure out who they are from a intimacy standpoint. Well, if you clamp all that down because you're playing golf or you're on TV or you can't be seen,
yeah.
At some point, it has to come out because you're human.
Yeah.
For Tiger, it came out this way. Again, he may have been predisposed to it. And the problem is, it didn't come out little bits at a time. It exploded out there.
Yeah.
It exploded out there. And my concern is, when you're not allowed to sort of develop normally, mm-hmm. you are always at risk for ways of being in the world that are not adaptive.
Yeah.
And Tiger is an extreme example, but you can take that with any athlete and any celebrity. The way that they have to go about their lives is not the way most of us do,
yep.
And it puts them at risk for development in a way that is not that healthy. Yep. And again, Tiger, look, for every Tiger Woods who, and there's only one Tiger Woods, there are a lot of PGA players, they're not Tiger Woods, who don't have all these problems, although we've heard about a few of them.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with athletes. You just, when you put people in an artificial world, mm-hmm. the chances of them navigating in a normal way absolutely go down.
Yeah, it's not the real world. And the reason why his most public relationships, obviously with his wife and Lindsey Vonn, were pretty clean. I mean, his marriage obviously was difficult because the Examiner, the Star, whatever, broke the story. But we didn't really hear about what she was going to get. There was no, I mean, it was messy, but it was as messy as a regular divorce would be. It was because she loved him. She had children with him.
Yep.
Lindsey Vonn was secure enough, I think, in her own celebritydom,
yep.
if she was, and she was very attractive. She's obviously, you know, she's obviously done really well for herself, and she's a lover too. So she wasn't going to go there. It's not to say she didn't have less or more to lose than Tiger Woods based on a messy relationship thing. It just didn't work out. And then, I don't even know who this girl is. I don't even know how she met him. I would be thrilled to know how they actually met. Because Tiger Woods could go out with anybody he wants.
Yep.
You know, he doesn't look as good as he did 15 years ago. But
He's had 9 back surgeries and he almost lost his legs.
But I mean, to your point too, is could you imagine getting in a relationship? And I'll use, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this, but Taylor Hicks, who I consider a good friend, has been incredibly
private,
selective, and private about his personal life.
Sure.
And he's even gone as far as to say, you know, what's it like being out there? You know, 10 years ago after American Idol, what's it like? You must have women. He quashes it, and I respect that. He's been incredibly private with his, and for the most part, I don't know if you're not an NBA fan, I don't even know if people know LeBron James or Charles Barkley has a wife.
Yeah. I know.
I've seen Charles Barkley's wife only because I Googled it. I saw LeBron James' wife.
LeBron is a real
I didn't even know he had a wife.
Yeah, LeBron. What, did you think he had the kids?
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, because you never hear about his wife. You never see his wife with him.
No.
Which, you know, could be protective. I don't think it's because he doesn't want to be seen with her by any stretch. I think he's just incredibly protective of his family. But, I mean, for someone like Tiger Woods to know that you're worth that type of money, and I'm not saying that this gal set up this relationship so she could take him to the bank 5 or 6 years down the road. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. Because she certainly put a hell of a lot of time into the relationship, and it is Tiger Woods. Maybe a situation where she didn't want to take his money, and she ended up falling in love with the guy. And then he's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, you got to think to yourself, you know, if a woman goes out with me, I know she's going out with me for me. She ain't going out with me because I'm a superstar or a great golfer or anything else.
You, Tony Kirk.
Me, Tony Kirk. Yeah. Which is great.
Well, that's, I mean,
you know, it's real.
Yes.
To know that every person that's wanting to be with you, you're not sure why they want to be with you.
Absolutely, and every celebrity says that.
Yeah.
That'd be
difficult. And to your point, it's not real. The artificial part of growing up and through this.
And then the question becomes, how do you make it? You never can make it everybody's reality, but how do you make it enough of a grounded reality?
Yep.
You know, I mean, LeBron James, I remember when LeBron James was asked, you know, because the whole thing with Bronny and we're going to play together in the NBA, and they asked him, I think it was last year, put the microphone in thing. He was at one of Bronny's games in high school.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? What do you think about you and Bronny playing together in the NBA? His answer was so perfect. He's like, we're just worried about getting his junior year, like, history project done right now and homework.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. And he sounded so much like just a parent.
Yeah.
You know, but he did it in a way that it made you feel like, out from the outside, even if you don't know what's going on, you're like, oh, I would say that.
Yeah.
If somebody asked me, I'd be like, well, yeah, we got algebra to deal with right now. And that's, you know, he's one of those guys that at least on the surface, that's how he looks. I was thinking, there's two other ones. John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Still married to his high school sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
And he's much younger, but Ed Sheeran, same thing.
And it does seem like that celebrities who have the longest marriages are the ones that got married at a young age before they got big.
Yeah. And made it.
Tom Hanks. I mean, you think about some of the celebrities who have been married for 30, 40 years. I think Kevin Costner's been married for a long period of time. No one knows who his wife is, but they've been married for, I think it's to Kevin Costner, I may be wrong, but it's like 30, 35, 40 years. We see it in rock and roll all the time. Rock and rollers. Before they get big, they have wives, and they've been together for a long period of time. And it seems like the only way, this is just a fan talk, it seems like the only way a relationship works when you get super famous is to either marry or have a relationship with another famous person.
Right, yeah.
Because they know what's
that,
right.
You hear that all the time.
And then you hear, that doesn't work out. Why?
Because
we're too damn busy to be with each other. Tom Brady, Giselle, wasn't it? You know, there was a TV show. And I was kind of surprised because the premise behind the show was really good. I think it was about 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, about a famous celebrity who was dating a nobody. And it wasn't funny. It wasn't well written. But it was the premise of a celebrity meeting somebody. And I mentioned, you know, when I was on Jocks, Victoria Jackson was in town doing stand-up at the comedy club. And she asked me if I wanted to go out and have a cup of coffee.
And you were worried because you were so famous. And you're like, you know, I'm going to look a lot.
And I was looking at me going, are you going to go? And I was like, dude, I'm married.
You know,
I'm married. Now, my wife at the time would have said, sure, go for it. Knock yourself out. You know, I danced with Sheryl Crow at a wedding once. I got a red flag, you know, like you have a shot. I have to be careful here.
We need to take a break.
But yeah, so, but I mean, had I not been married, while I thought Victoria Jackson was attractive, she was really my kind of woman.
Yeah.
But I probably would have gone with her just to say I went out with Victoria
Absolutely.
Jackson. So I imagine there's a line of women outside Tiger Woods' compound right now that would go out with him just because Tiger Woods. But for me to sit there and tell Tiger Woods, you need to be more careful, he would probably say, F you, get in my shoes and
that's
say how I am living.
That's exactly.
Don't talk to me about, you have no clue.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, and again.
And I would respect that.
And he's got public struggles.
Yeah.
We all got struggles.
Yeah.
And, we all have struggles that we don't know necessarily that other people know about our struggles.
Yep.
We know about at least some of Tiger Woods' struggles. Yep. You know, it is the cliche line, you never know, yep. right? You never know. And so if you can only imagine what we do know about Tiger Woods, mm-hmm. imagine all the stuff that we don't know.
Yep.
And that's the thing, I feel, you know, it's so easy for us to be judgy on all this stuff. For it him, is. For her, it's so understand. Easy, but like, come on, I'm telling you, I mean, we all have friends, but I'm telling you as a psychologist, the amount of mess yep. that are in people's lives is so prevalent that it's like almost the norm.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, it's like anything that you kind of see in celebrities, not so much spending money, but infidelity and problems with drugs and parenting issues and all this stuff. Dude, do you think it's them only?
What it comes down to is they put their pants on the same way we do. Coming up here in about a half an hour, we'll be on Fox 6 with Janice Rogers and Mike Dubble this
morning.
It's
going to be an interesting one.
We'll be talking about darkness retreats. We'll talk about it coming up here next. Also want to mention Chris Dorsey, State Farm Team, 985-7799. I've been with him since 1988.
I just paid my bill.
They called me yesterday. You need life insurance. Yes. I said, I didn't know you guys did life insurance.
Oh, they do it all.
They're like, yeah. And I was like, well, yeah, I need life insurance. I need life insurance. The judge said I did. So there you go. So I got some life insurance. Yes, to the Chris Torres, the State Farm Team. Talk about bundling up, man. You get what you pay for. Great stuff. 985-7799. Coosa Valley Auto Sale, our good friends up the street. If you live anywhere on the Highway 280 corridor, Inverness, anywhere all the way up to Chelsea, man, make the short, I say the short drive. It's about 20 or 25 minutes. Drive up towards Chelsea. Go to Coosa Valley Auto Sales. If you're looking for a car, if I told you you could save $3,000 or $4,000 just by driving an extra 15 minutes, would you do it? Don't go to all these auto malls or go to these places with lots and lots of cars. They've got plenty of cars up there, used cars. They're great cars. They do a great customer co-op. You will save thousands of dollars. I promise you. Go up there and check out Al Cooper and, of course, the entire staff at Coosa Valley Auto Sale. Martin Sexton tonight could be playing at Workplace, 7 o'clock. We mentioned that earlier in the show. 7 o'clock, door is open. Show starts between 8 and 9 o'clock tonight. Check out Martin Sexton at Workplay. And, of course, last night, Southern Precision Staffing, our proud sponsor of Live Wire Wednesday, our most listened-to show here on Tony Curry Radio, as we dedicate an entire hour to AC/DC. Last night, we did Hot Rockers, all songs about rocking. We did The Heat Seeker. We did Get It Hot. We did The Highway to Hell. It was great. We did that great show, too, so check that out. And also want to thank my good friend Michael Coleman. There's some people, you're one of them. You know they say if you hang out with dogs, you get fleas. You hang out with deer. You're hand feeding a deer and you get fleas. You wonder why your wife will put you on the back porch.
She's out of town.
There you go. You should be out there. She's watching your. She's probably watching your Facebook page.
She's working right now.
But when you talk with smart, interesting people that have good hearts and know what they're doing, it makes you feel good talking to those people. You're one of those people in my life. Michael Coleman is another one of those great guys. Formerly the Jimmy Hill Mission. He's doing great work at the Montgomery Area Food Bank, MAFB.org, if you want to help them out. We do a show every single week called Mission Line, and we're going to be starting a brand new show with the Montgomery Area Food Bank coming up, and that's a real problem we have in this country as well. All right, we'll be back in just a second to talk about darkness retreats. Great idea, horrible idea. I have the answer before you even psychologically get into it. And then we'll be on Fox 6 in about 30 minutes. Be back in 1 minute.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.